What can we learn about ourselves by studying our own ancestors? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new memoirs distilled from fragments and legends of past generations of the author's families. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Winner of both the National Book Critics Circle Award and the Penn Award for Biography, Rebecca Donner's All the Frequent Troubles of Our Days, the true story of the American woman at the heart of the German resistance to Hitler, is a must-read, even for people who think they have no interest in biographies or World War II stories. It is the life of Mildred Harnack, a little-known heroine from Milwaukee who was tried and found guilty of treason by a German court in 1943. Though originally sentenced to 6 years in a work camp, Hitler personally ordered she be immediately beheaded. Harnack was Rebecca Donner's great-great-aunt, and Donner's quest to recreate her life story succeeds despite decades of secrecy and cover-up by both the family and the CIA. Fitting together euphemistic letters, scraps of paper, and lines from other people's memoirs, Donner takes us through all the detective work involved in rescuing the story. The resulting biography is both a political thriller and a love story, tracing Mildred's relationship with her husband and co-conspirator Arvid Harnack, a German national she met when both were students at the University of Wisconsin. You wouldn't think there could be any new outrages left with regard to the Third Reich, but this fresh and freshly infuriating angle, expressively captured by Donner's tone of voice in the audiobook version, overcomes any fatigue listeners may feel about this harrowing subject. See if you don't agree. Ancestor hunger encircles the globe, writes Maud Newton in her debut memoir, Ancestor Trouble. A well-known blogger and New York Times columnist, Newton's hunger is especially gnawing due to her decades-old estrangement from her proudly racist father. This rupture seeded a project which grew and grew like a fairy tale beanstalk, one which the author climbs with unflagging energy. She began with a few burning questions. Had my mom's father really married 13 times? Had his father really killed a man with a hay hook? And uses Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and many other resources to track down the truth about her family history back through scoundrels, slave owners, and a 17th century accused witch. She also carefully presents the problems with the accuracy and ethics of these tools. She's particularly interested in intergenerational trauma, epigenetics, and the possibility of inheriting mental illness, for example, the urge to jump out a window. She identifies patterns across generations that seem nearly supernatural in their virulence. Amid the history and science, Newton weaves vivid recollections of her childhood. I was a tiny, waifish, spectral child, she writes. Strangers confided to my mom in parking lots, laughed at her stories in checkout lines, yet she'd chosen to tie herself to someone like my dad, who has never, to my knowledge, charmed anyone. In a surprising chapter, she describes her experiences contacting dead ancestors at an ancestral lineage healing intensive and details her ginger approach to cross-cultural practices of ancestor reverence, always conscious of all the pain I knew my ancestors had caused outside and inside our family.
The books are All the Frequent Troubles of Our Days by Rebecca Donner and Ancestor Trouble by Maud Newton. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.